388 years ago, in 1630, a Puritan leader named John Winthrop delivered a sermon to a group of people within the ship named Arbella. It was heading towards the New World. This group of individuals were going to become the future colony of the Massachusetts Bay, the second major settlement in New England. Winthrop knew the big challenges that they will face as they strive to establish their strong colony. If they were going to be successful, they needed the help of God. John Winthrop recognized the golden opportunity that they can be the light of the world in a place full of uncertainty and insecurity, the New World. In his sermon, he pleaded to his comrades that they must behave according to God's commandments and stay true to their Christian calling. If not, they will be made a story and a byword through the world. They shall open the mouths of enemies to speak evil of the way of God and all professors for God's sake. They shall shame the faces of many of God's worthy servants and cause their prayers to be turned into curses upon us till we be consumed out of the good land whither we are going. My sermonette today, brethren, is to be true lights of the world. And the world means this world. John Winthrop had no idea that his words from that sermon would again be repeated centuries later by a U.S. senator who was set to become the next president of the United States, John F. Kennedy. Let's turn with me, brethren, to Matthew 5, chapter 5, Matthew. This is basic stuff. Matthew 5, verse 14. It says here, you are the light of the world. We stop and dig into that sentence. It says you. It's not we. You know, they're trying to, the we too, no, or us too, no, it's you. Jesus was very specific and he said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good, here's those words again, brother, good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. No doubt for us, we are all too familiar with the line, the city upon the hill. This phrase was inspired by the Sermon on the Mount given by Jesus Christ, as we well know. As those of us that are in the church, whether we like it or not, we are all like a city upon that hill. But the way we act, the way we do things, the way days we observe, what we eat, people will look at us, they will observe how we think, speak, and act. They will take notice of our character, behavior, and attitude. Amalia and I were in the mall last week, and it was like lunchtime, so we found ourselves a table, and she sat there while I got something for us. And while she sat, a lady approached her, and she said, you're a Christian, aren't you? Out of the blue. And this table, we weren't the only ones. The place was full. There were people everywhere. And she said, why do you ask? He said, because she says, you look it. And he said, can I ask you for your prayers? And she says, because of, and she mentioned for humanity and the plight of people and also the caravan that was coming. She said, I'm from Colombia. And she said, we know how that is. She He said, we have people from Venezuela came over, and Colombia accepted 10,000 and said, right now there's crime and there's a lot of problems in Colombia because of that. And they had to seal the border. And there's people living on a bridge. There's a big bridge from Venezuela to Colombia, and it's deep. And, you know, it's a high bridge. So, but there's people from Venezuela living on the bridge because they wanted a chance for them to come across. She asked for our prayers, and we talked with her, and he said, ma'am, we said, there's no government in the world that's going to take care of your problems. And she realized that. We talked with her some more, and she went away content. So people notice, brethren. So what does it really mean to become a light of the world? What did Jesus mean when he instructed his followers to serve as a beacon of light to this darkened world? In this life, we have two choices. We can either be part of a darkness and be part of this world, or shine as lights and be different. This world is dying for light. People are desperately seeking for a beacon of hope. We have been called out to be different, to act different, not to just attend Sabbath services. We are to do a work that is not to become a light of this, those around us. Notice, in order to stand out, you can't disassociate ourselves from those around us. If we do, what good are we? We will be like the servant who hid his mina, because he was afraid of his master. Remember the parable of the mina? We have to go out in the world, but act, speak, and look different. Yeah, that's right. Look different, brother. That means no tattoos, you know, or any other form of looking different. It is too easy to just conform to this world. Just go with the flow and simply live a life with less resistance and stay within a comfort zone. Not happening, brother. But we are God's chosen people. We are supposed to be different. We are to be a light, which leads us to the question, how can we produce the light? John chapter 8, verse 12, brother. It says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now, the light of life he's talking about is Holy Spirit, brethren. He's talking, that's what guides us to do the right thing and to make the right decisions. This verse tells us what in order for us to produce the light. We must follow the light of the world. That's Jesus Christ. We need to follow Jesus Christ, his teachings and examples. We literally must be like God in our thinking, words, and actions. That, brethren, are different, set apart, and totally against what is in this world around us. It's totally different what we're used to. As John the Baptizer said, Christ must increase and I must decrease. Therefore, the closer we go to the source of the light, the brighter our light becomes. So we must go follow and be closer to God and his ways. The opposite is true. If we stay away from God, then our lights get dimmer and dimmer until we lose the light. If we disassociate, if we don't come here to services, if we don't go to Bible study, if we don't get together with ourselves, our light becomes dimmer. So, by being different in this world, we have to stand out. Some of us are afraid to stand out, but don't fear, brethren. Philippians 2. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. This is Paul. And this is one way to stand out and be different. You know, remember, brother, we don't have to go and stand on our chairs and say, we don't eat pork. Just by doing this. Philippians 2, 14 through 15 says, do all things without murmuring and arguing. 15, so that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine like stars in the world. So there, brethren, just by following, by being, which is soon to be abnormal, by being godly, doing things without complaining, if you really want to stand out, follow the scripture, you will shine in this world. We need to shine as lights before men, that they may see our good works. Now, it doesn't mean that we tell everyone of how good or righteous we are. It does not say that we are commanded to pray in secret. It's do our alms in secret and help other people without thinking of any recognition. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Christ is telling us that if we are to be a light. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2, 15. It says, and this is a NIV translation, yours might say, for it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorance of foolish men. So a lot of people talk the talk, but we have to walk the walk. It is impossible to be a light to this world without doing something good, brother. We have to be do-gooders, in other words. This is contrary to the beliefs of some Christians that all you need is just to believe God and you are to be saved. No, that's not true. We must perform good works to manifest our faith in God. Jesus is making a point here. It is not good that we only have academic knowledge of the truth. It is not enough to memorize scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. It is not sufficient to understand prophecy and doctrines. We need to do good works. All that we know will mean nothing if it is not accompanied by good works. Brethren, continue to be lights and fear God and keep His commandments.